It's time for Afternoon Sports with Coach Charles Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.
Thank you for tuning in today. And I'm sure you had a great Thanksgiving, and I know you're looking forward to Christmas. The storybook season for Carrollton's Trojan and the Graddock Communications football season came to an end at Grisham Stadium Friday night. Just as I said on Channel 5, it was a slobber knocker. Neither team gave an inch the entire night, and just as the clock was ticking down to zeros, the Wolves kicker pierced the heart of the Trojans with his field goal. And with that, the Chariot had turned into a pumpkin. In the following days, I'll have Nathan wrap up the local team's season. What you got for us today, Nathan?
In Double A, with Temple, Hurd, and Bremen all in the same region this year, we saw the transformation of a Temple team with a new set of coaches that came in that changed the culture and got Temple back to its winning ways. We also saw a Hurd County team that grew before our eyes as they went from being a very young team growing into making that run to allow them to get into the playoffs. We saw a Bremen team who struggled at the beginning of the year, rectified what they were doing, and ended up making it to game 12.
In other sports over the holidays, basketball had Temple's girls losing to Pepperell. The boys won. They play Mount Zion tomorrow night at home. Central's girls and boys were victorious over Ranburn, and they'll tangle with Bremen tomorrow night at home. Other games tomorrow night are Villarica's girls and boys at home against Carrollton in a huge region showdown. Bowden entertains Ranburn, and Harrelson County goes to Fort Oglethorpe. Today's middle school action has Central at home. Thank you for listening to Local Afternoon Sports. This is Coach Charles Jetmore.
Afternoon Sports with Coach Jetmore. Brought to you by Carroll County Schools. Premier teachers, premier leaders, premier schools.